One of the attributes of God, which is my subject, is power. And how does God's power fit in into the plan of God? And that's what we're going to discuss here. First of all, we know that divine power without wisdom, without love, and without justice cannot operate in any reasonable manner. Divine power alone wasn't sufficient enough to drive our first parents out of the Garden of Eden. Divine justice was required with divine power. And then, as David Bruce brought out, divine love was required to provide a ransom. And so when God's divine plan is fully consummated, it will show forth divine wisdom in a way which no other plan could have shown it. It will show forth divine attributes of God from the end to the beginning, from beginning to the end. And you know, the scripture that best describes God's divine power, and you probably know where it is, it's in Revelation 19:6. And this word, omnipotent, here means all-powerful, all-ruling as absolute and universal sovereign, the Almighty. And so we find that God's divine power is unlimited. Let us for a moment use our human nature in reasoning. If you were given the physical power to do things, it can become destructive. If you didn't apply the wisdom, if you didn't apply justice, as well as love, because supervision would be required. And it would become hazardous, wouldn't it? And so now we want to discuss is how powerful is our God? Well, let us glance at creation. Wise old Moses wrote in the scriptures about creation, God's creation. But first of all, let's look at the sun. It produces energy, and it's transformed into many uses. Look at plant life around us, the water, which is our source of life. Soil is life also. Why? Because it produces food. By applying the sun and the water, it feeds all animal life, plant life, the air we breathe. God's power is unlimited. It's marvelous. But you must remember this, that God's other attributes are necessary. They all work together to make all things harmonious. How powerful is our God? And so these scriptures describe to us how powerful is our God. And we'll try and see if we can do this within our closing time. Let's go to Isaiah 42. We'll quote some scriptures for you. You can write them down and read them later. Isaiah 42, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. That took power. But other attributes were required to perform this power. Power has to be supervised. It has to be directed in a direction which it would accomplish its purpose. Isaiah 40, verse 10. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. The scripture we like is this. Who had measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and mighted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighted the mountains in scales and the hills in balance? That took power, didn't it? God's unlimited power. Verse 21. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? What's the answer? Verse 22. It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, as stretched out to heavens as a curtain, and spread them out as a tent to dwell in. The air, the oxygen around the earth. Isn't that wonderful? Verse 25. To whom, then, will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who had created these things to bring them out their host by number? He called them all by names by the greatness of His might, for that He is strong in power, not one faileth. And that's describing the galaxies around us. The creation. How powerful God is. But wisdom had to be applied, didn't it? There was justice was used. As his brother David brought out, love also, the greatest of all. In another scriptures that if you like to jot down is Psalms 147 from verses 4 to 18. Psalms 136 verses 4 to 14. And also 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Verse 12, both riches and honor come of thee. Thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. The 13th verse, now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thee, glorious name. How powerful is our God? He's almighty. His power is unlimited. In Daniel, the 6th chapter, verse 27, we find that God delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. We see that God's unlimited power was used. Divine power. How has God's power been manifest thus far to the world? I believe that was brought out by the other speakers. Brother David brought that out in his love. In providing a ransom, God so loved the world He gave His only begotten Son. But He had to exercise His divine power of a miracle birth. And then when our Redeemer died on the cross, and then on a third day He was raised from the dead. How? By God's mighty divine power. Everything that Jesus did at His first advent, His miracles, that was done through God's power. The next question. How is God's power manifested to the church? Luke, the 24th chapter, and verse 49. And behold, I send a promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Then Acts, the 1st chapter, I think you're all familiar with these scriptures. Acts, the 1st chapter, and verses 7 and 8. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times and seasons which the Father had put in His own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and so on. That is the manifestation of God's power to the church. We have other scriptures, Acts 6th chapter and verse 8. Stephen was full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. How did he manage to do it? Through God's power, didn't he? And verse 10, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. So we can see how the attributes of God all are necessary in order to exercise His power. I'll give you the rest of the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 1:18, 1 Corinthians 2:51, and 1 Corinthians 6:14. We don't have time to read it, but I'll read you one. Revelation 2. Revelation 2 and verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give what? Power. Whose power? God's divine power over all the nations. And so we can see how God's power will be manifested to the church. Next question. How will God's power be manifest in the future? We're all interested in that, aren't we? So is the world. The world doesn't know that. But in Psalms 145, I think you're all familiar with these scriptures, but I'd like to read them to you. Psalms 145, starting in verse 11. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. When? In a kingdom. To make known unto the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. You remember the one in Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestations of the sons of God. What are they waiting for? For the complete revealment of the church, the sons of God. And so as the 144,000 are raised to divine nature by God's divine power, there will be no more pain in the world. And Brother Yike brought it out last night in his discourse, and as it tells us that weeping may endure for a night, which it has, and joy cometh in the morning. Isaiah 40 verses 3, 4, and 5 tell us that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. What is going to be revealed? His love will be revealed. His justice will be revealed. His wisdom and power will be revealed to the world. Isaiah 52:10. The Lord had made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. It will be God's divine power to bring this into action. Let me read to you Isaiah 42:16. I will bring the blind in a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Love is exercised, as well as power, and wisdom, and justice will be exercised. We have other scriptures here. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and on. What about the one that our Lord quoted for us, recorded for us, in John 5, 28 and 29? Marvel not in this, the hour is coming, all around of grace shall hear his voice. How will they be raised? By God's divine power, isn't it? But love is exercised here too. Wisdom. And so we find that these are the things of the attributes of how they will be put in action, that the world will see it being done. And then it tells us all those in the dust of the earth shall awake. How? By his divine power. And by the way, those asleep in the dust of the earth, that includes Adam. That's where he is, in the dust of the earth. And then we have Isaiah 35, 1 to 10. Isaiah 29, verses 18 and 19, it tells us how God's power is going to unstop the ears, open the eyes of the blind, and we can go on and on. But most of all, which the world will be so happy as to know when God intervenes on behalf of the nation of Israel. That'll be God's power be exercised. And when His power will be exercised on behalf of the nation of Israel, what does it tell us in Ezekiel? They shall know that I am God. They shall know that I am Almighty God. The world will know that there is a supreme and intelligent being. Revelation 21:4, there'll be no more pain or sorrow. Numbers 14:21 reads this way, as truly as I live, the whole earth shall be filled with the glory of Jehovah. Love, justice, wisdom, and power. How marvelous it's going to be. And we'll conclude by reading Romans, the 11th chapter. Verses 33 to 36. Oh, the depth of the riches both of wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For who knoweth the mind of the Lord, or who had been His counselor, or who had first given to Him it shall be recompensed unto Him again. For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom to be glory forever. The Almighty, powerful God. Yes, dear brethren, this is our Almighty and most powerful God. As we can see, the love, justice, wisdom, and power will be put in action in bringing out the complete plan of God for the whole world. May the Lord add His blessings.